Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 21, verses 24 through 26. Proverbs 21, verses 24 through 26. Scoffer is the name of the arrogant, haughty man who acts with arrogant pride. The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. All day long he craves and craves, but the righteous gives and does not hold back. I'm going to read this section to you again because we're going to talk about the difference between the righteous and the unrighteous in a way that might be a little surprising to you. Look at what it says here. It says, "Scoffer is the name of the arrogant, haughty man who acts with arrogant pride. The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. All day long he craves and craves, but the righteous gives and does not hold back." You see, the righteous, those who know and trust God, are willing to work and they're generous. That's what we're going to take a look at today. That's what these verses are telling us. The righteous, those who trust God and know God, are willing to work and they're generous. Why? Because they know God is against laziness, and also because they know it's God who provides for them and not themselves. That's what I want to show you from Scripture today. You see, in this passage, the scoffer is those who are the arrogant, haughty man who acts with arrogant pride, it talks about, and the desire of the sluggard kills him because he doesn't want to work. He craves and craves, but he's not willing to do anything about it. All through Scripture, the Bible has talked about those who don't work should not eat and those types of things. The Bible's very clear that man should be doing his labor. Yet, man should never think that it's his hands or his work that is provided for him. Listen to what it says here in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verses 6 through 18. Listen to what God told the nation of Israel. He said, "So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks and of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land that he's given you. Take care, though, lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his rules, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand have gotten this wealth.' You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers as it is to this day." By the way, folks, that's why the righteous are generous. They believe that it's not their hard work that's gotten them the money. It's God who provides for them. And that's why God's people are generous. In Psalm 37, verses 25 through 26, it says, "I've been young," David says, "and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. He is ever lending generously, and his children become a blessing." Folks, the righteous, according to our passage here in Proverbs 21, verses 24 through 26 today, the righteous are those who are willing to work, yet they trust God for their provisions, and that's why they're generous. Oh, the scoffers are the ones who are arrogant and don't listen to the word of God. The sluggards are those who are lazy and aren't willing to work. They won't do anything. Oh, they crave and crave, but the righteous, they give and they don't hold back. Again, why? If we know God, if we have a relationship with him through faith in Jesus Christ, if we have been given righteousness, we have given him our lives. And if you've given him your life, if you've given him your eternity, why don't you trust him with your daily bread? Oh, don't sit around and say, "Well, God will just provide my daily bread. I don't have to do anything." God's word says, go work. Find a job. Do something with your hands. Be a person who's willing to put some effort into provision. But don't think for a second that you're the breadwinner or that you're responsible for your family. No, God is the one who provides. And the way he keeps us trusting in him is he has us become generous and give to others. Hopefully, according to this passage in Proverbs, you're righteous. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.